Hi, Kara Welke, creator of Next Level Occupational Therapy. We are a community of occupational therapy professionals that are on a mission to help other occupational therapy professionals level up, either by starting their own business or helping them go even farther in their current business. We have noticed that there is limited opportunities for education for OT entrepreneurs out there. So that is why we started the Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook group, and we now have a membership site called the Next Level Occupational Therapy Visionaries. I have been interviewing occupational therapists and occupational therapy assistants over the past several weeks and learning about how they started their business and tips and recommendations they have. On today's show, it is my pleasure to welcome Mandy Chamberlain. She's an occupational therapist with a passion for working with the older adult population and the founder of seniorsflourish.com and the membership site, The Learning Lab. Both are dedicated to helping other geriatric OTs to be the best they can be through education, resources, tips, and videos. Her varied clinical background includes working with geriatrics through long-term care, home health services, home modification consulting, assisted living, inpatient, critical access, and outpatient therapy services. When she is not busy working as an independent contractor, consulting, and running a website, she is enjoying the life in the mountains of Colorado with three energetic kids and an inspiring husband, all while sipping coffee and planning the next family travel adventure. That sounds a lot like me, actually. My passion is older adults, and I think I've worked pretty much at everywhere you said. I don't drink coffee, but what? We love traveling, and my husband's pretty inspiring, and I have three energetic kids, so.
Ooh, I know. Oh, it keeps welcome. You busy.
Thanks. How old are your kids?
I have a daughter that's six, and I have five-year-old twin boys.
Okay, so.
So very energetic. Very energetic stages.
That you're doing. I mean, I wish I would have went out and done my own business when my kids were younger, so I could have had more the time and financial freedom. But
yeah.
Oh well, I'll have it now, I guess.
Yeah.
So Mandy, can you start by telling us about seniorflourish.com and the Learning Lab?
Sure. Hi everyone. Thanks for listening to this. Oh, Kara, you know, I can talk a lot, so make sure you enter, you know, when you have your own podcast and you're on social media, I can talk a lot, so cut me off if you need
That's
to.
That's okay. I have that problem as well. Not a problem. It's a good thing. I shouldn't say it's a problem. It's
I
a
would
good
say
thing.
I agree. It's a good quality to have, especially yes. as an OT. Okay. So I started seniorsflourish.com. You know what? I should have maybe looked at my dates, but I think it was in 2015 when my twin boys were like one, they were tiny. I thought I was going to be staying home after they, or work. My plan was to work part-time after they were born, but I had three infants. I had three kids under the age of 13 months. And it was like not having triplets, but having triplets. It's like daycare for three infants is ridiculously expensive. Us as OTs, you know, we don't do that well. Like, so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to be staying home. And, but then I was really, I just felt like I just always had that need to learn. And I also had that, like, I've said it before, but like, I always feel like my brain is going to turn mushy or something. Like I was just like needing some kind of like adult interactions, you know, stimulation, something. And, so I started seniorsflourish.com just because literally on a whim, I was like, I can just start writing things about for caregivers, kind of more of a caregiver angle.
Yeah.
And so that's how Seniors Flourish started. And cause people always ask, but why isn't the word OT in the title? Because all these other OT type websites, and it's because it was actually geared towards caregivers. And so I just started writing, you know, tips out there from a kind of an OT standpoint, from a medical standpoint. And then I started having a ton of other OT practitioners reaching out to me saying like, this is information I need. This is information. These are things that I feel like I should know, but like, I just don't, I didn't have a level two in it. And now I'm working in home health. I started my career in home health. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, why aren't I, well, I should be gearing this towards fellow OT practitioners. So then I kind of just shifted gears and started writing content for OT practitioners and mainly, you know, level two students, I would say in general. And it just kind of grew and grew and grew. It just grew really fast. And I wasn't monetizing it. I wasn't like, you know, doing anything that you're quote supposed to do for a online, you know, website. There wasn't a lot of, well, there was at the time, there was like a holistic OT that, and her name's Emmy, and she still blogs and does courses and things like that. But there, and lots of really great pediatric websites, OT practitioners and, you know, family and things like that. But there was nothing for adults, older adults.
Right.
And so I just decided like, you know what, I'm just going to grow this. And I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And I was like, how can I make this into a business essentially? Because I was getting tons and tons and tons of emails. And I wanted that connection. So I would literally, and I still do, I'm really pretty good about answering all the emails because I feel like that, you know, people are reaching out because they are looking for resources and they're looking for support. And so I just was like answering emails, but I was answering a lot of the same types of questions. People kind of like a similar, you know, experiences, like I was saying, like they, you know, they're working at a job that they didn't think they were ever going to. They thought, oh, I'm going into pediatrics as a, when they're in school and they get out in the world and then all they can find is a job, let's say, in, you know, skilled nursing or something, which wasn't necessarily their plan, but now they're like, oh man, now I need to figure out all the resources I can get to, you know, succeed in that area. So I kind of started doing some research and I learned about membership sites. I didn't really know about membership sites because this was in 2000, when I started the whole idea. I started blogging, I think 2015, 2016. I was like, okay, what are some other platforms? What else can I do? Membership sites, they've really exploded in the last, I'd say, couple of years. But there wasn't a lot of membership sites like what I was kind of looking to do. You know, there were CEU websites and of course the typical membership sites that we think of like Netflix and those things, those
right.
services. But I was trying to figure out like, how could I create a model where it was a one to many versus a one to one and still serve the people that I'm trying to connect with and like give them the resources they need and want and create a community. And so I decided the membership, you know, a model, I'm going to try it. I'm like, you know, it's like one of those things, like, I'm just going to try it out. But there was no other OT ones out there to even say like, okay, like these guys are doing it. Is this viable? I didn't know if necessarily membership site itself was viable. I knew that, you know, getting out there and answering questions and helping provide resources was what people were need. So I was trying to help fill, you know, a pain point essentially. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And so, I started asking my audience because I had in the last prior few years, I had been, you know, collecting an email list. I had been, you know, having followers on social media. And so I just started asking people what they'd want.
Right.
And that's kind of, you know, I think that goes along with any business. It doesn't matter if you're brick and mortar or if you're online or if you want to just develop products or ebooks or whatever it is. I really feel like you really need to ask people because what you have in your mind sometimes and what you want to do isn't necessarily the things that people always need.
Right.
And especially as somebody who had at the time, you know, cause now I've been practicing almost 17 years. At the time, you know, so I've been practicing 13 years, something like that. I can't even remember, but, you know, like, you know, things that I think would be helpful could be very, very different than somebody that's actually a new grad or on their level two, trying to figure out and looking for the resources. And as we know, like things change over the years of the profession. And so I just started like literally asking, doing surveys. It's hard to get people to do surveys. So I gave away a lot of things. And, you know, and just getting input and seeing what is actually kind of, what is their need. So I decided to do the membership route. And I started kind of mapping it out and, you know, doing all the research on membership plugins and all this stuff. I started my website on WordPress because I didn't really know what I was going to be doing with my website. Mm-hmm. And so I built the whole thing, which is great, which is really, I mean, because I know the ins and outs and I know, but there's so many easier options these days if people feel intimidated by WordPress. Right. You can do, you know, Squarespace and Wix and all these other types of things to make it much more plug and play if you're not really ready to jump in to the WordPress realm. So yeah, I just started that and started developing it and, you know, got people on the wait list and just like trying to research as much as I could about membership sites. And then launched, which was a little rocky at the beginning. I think it's, I like to always say it's like a learning experience.
Yep.
Just like any other business. And really, really wanting feedback is always my big thing. But it's really hard to get people give feedback, especially if it's something that they don't really like everything about it, you know? Right. And so trying to make it anonymous or trying to like, cause that feedback is very important to business owners because exactly. We need to know how can we improve it? And so, you know, doing a lot of things anonymously really helped a lot. Being very specific with the questions I'm asking, not too vague, and things like that to really make a customer experience, you know, something that they want and something that they'll use. I mean, who wants to pay or get into something that they're not going to use or get results from?
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah. So it's just things like that, where I started and it's grown. So I launched in March of 2017. It took me a long time to pull the trigger to actually do it. I think part of it is because I was bootstrapping it and I literally, like I said before, did it myself. And so, you know, there's pros and cons to that. I think there's an advantage of knowing the ins and outs and I know everything about it. And you know, saving money as I'm going along because I was home and I wasn't making an income. I was working PRN, but you know,
right.
PRN. I launched it and so I've had it for about I can't even believe it's been 2.5 years now, which is insane.
That's awesome.
So crazy, but it is the best thing I've ever done in lots of ways, just from like filling my little OT heart, right? Yep. To like, you know, being a business owner and also like providing a service I truly believe in that mm-hmm. I can really make an impact on a different scale. You know what I mean? Cause at first I was kind of a little like, okay, I'm working PRN and I'm doing the website. And, I don't know. I always kind of had this feeling of like, I feel like I should be practicing more or should I, but I also feel like, okay, like if I just look at the big picture, like I'm doing everything that I want to do. I want to help others. I want to, you know, be a businesswoman. I want to, you know, support other OTs. It's been amazing. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So with your membership site, can you tell us more about like what all do people get when they're part of your membership site?
Yeah. So I do, so it's really geared towards in general, I'd say it's geared towards new graduates and people on level 2 field works, or maybe even people that have transitioned from they've worked in pediatrics for a really long time and now they're going to be working even in like inpatient rehab or something. There's right. Like, okay, I need to brush up on everything. But I also have, I mean, people who are field work coordinators and they're looking mm-hmm. for new ideas. I have like director of rehabs that are looking, you know, they have like group memberships trying to like get some new ideas in their facilities. I have people that just feel kind of like burnt out and they feel like, okay, I need to like up the game a little bit, right. You know, and things like that. So the biggest thing is like, I really want people to have the tools and the resources that they need to feel successful. And so like we all like Google and Pinterest things all the time, which is great. Cause I mean, I do too, right? Let's be honest. But also you kind of want those, you know, an evidence-based platform that has these things at your fingertips. Like you can pull out an assessment right now. You can pull out an education video on anything from clinical, like I'm trying to think, splinting, how to tips for splinting, or how to, you know, those kinds of things, to adjusting a walker, to occupation-based treatment ideas for cognition or group activity ideas or things like that. So they have, there's education videos, and I do, there's like less than 10 minute education videos, because who has time? Let's be honest.
Right, exactly. Well, and they say, you know, shorter videos, the better.
Short and easy. Or you can print it off if you're not a visual learner, if you're like, so they get short videos on, like say, clinical treatment ideas, those kinds of things. Let's see, an assessment area, so they can print off assessments right there. Clinical resources, you know, protocols and things like that. Occupation-based activity ideas. We have a journal club. We do discussion. We have Wednesday Wins, where we celebrate fun things that have been going on in the OT, in their OT life, and people can win prizes and bonuses. And we just kind of have a lot of things going on. Each week there's something new going on in the club, in the lab. So just trying to, like, you know, keep it fresh and get people involved, and yeah, just create that sense of community. So we also have a forum on the site, and then we have a private Facebook group as well. So,
okay. What, and now are you still using WordPress?
Still using WordPress. Yep. Oh, and once you start, I'm not changing. But I mean, the thing of it is now, I mean, now, because I have it like down, I know what I'm doing. Like,
right.
Super robust. I mean, and I think a lot of those other ones, you can add things really easily now too.
Right.
But I mean, I can just add and subdomain and do whatever I need. I'm like, okay. But yeah. Right.
That's amazing that you can do all of that. I mean,
yeah.
I love it. So, because yeah, I've had a lot of help with getting my stuff set up. So, and I appreciate that, but then I learn from what they do, and then I go and kind of do my own things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on your membership site, they have a Facebook group, and then they also have a login through your WordPress on your website, right?
Yep.
Awesome. So for people that are interested in maybe creating a membership site, how long did it take to get the numbers that you were happy with in your membership site?
It took me a while. I think part of it is like the marketing aspect on social media was a big thing for me. And I would say it took me at least probably a year and a half, which actually, look, thinking about it, it's not that bad.
Right.
But, you know, like I am a goal setter, and I have high expectations of myself, and I am driven, but I also have had three kids at home. And so, I feel like, you know, I do try to celebrate those that I've done this well with kids and all everything else in between. So yeah, I'd say about a year and a half before I felt like, okay, like now I feel like, okay, now we're kind of rocking.
Right.
And now I, you know, and then it's like, you're always learning about, you know, your business or online business or whatever you're kind of working on, is like, you know, trying different avenues and seeing what works and what doesn't. I mean, like things like, last year I had, spent money to go to the academic field work. Let's see. I can't even think of the word AOTA conference, like before the AOTA conference is academic. Yeah.
Yep.
I was, you know, trying to decide, because I had had a lot of fieldwork coordinators reaching out and saying like, okay, this is a really good resource. Like for our people on fieldwork, you know, it's not like a textbook, but you have, people are online all the time. So I had a lot of fieldwork coordinators reaching out saying like, okay, like how can we get this set up? And I was like, well, maybe, you know, like trying to promote and market to that demographic, right? Fieldwork educators, right? Or directors of OT schools. Maybe that's a good angle to try, you know? And, you know, I spent a lot of money on it and it was okay. You know what I mean? Right. It's like living and learning, like saying like, okay, maybe that's not, I think part of it is the way that the conference was set up personally.
Right. Well, actually, you know what? Me and you need to talk. I started an initiative, it's been 2 years ago, on increasing occupation-based, evidence-based, client-centered practice and fieldwork sites. And yeah, we should talk because we have a whole.
Let's do it.
Sorry, podcast listener. You're not going to get to listen on this. Something to come in the future. But no, I mean, we have a whole ad hoc group working on this. And yeah, I'd love to visit with you because it's, I'll just say it. And fieldwork sites, a lot of them are horrible. I mean, it's rough out there. Students come back and all they see is TheraBand and the UBE and that's about it. And it's my biggest pet peeve. So.
Well, and it's really hard because they also feel like that's kind of like what the culture is like, they, what they learn in school and then they get out there and this is part of my whole Seniors Flourish like platform thing anyway, but it's like, you know, you get out there and it's not what it, that's not what it looks like.
Right.
And then they're like, well, I don't know how to actually, should I be doing this? Like, is this is kind of like, I'm the new person or I'm young or people are going to think.
Oh yeah.
So it's like trying to change. I mean, like, people's confidence and saying like, you can do it. Look at the evidence, look at what the research is showing. Yep. And like, let's do this. And then like, honestly, in the Facebook group, because everybody in there is very like-minded, right? Mm-hmm. They want to elevate the profession in that sense of like my little, you know, tagline is disrupt the norm. Right. And it's just like, getting that confidence and knowing there's people all over the whole United States. I have members from all over the world that are really trying to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be in skilled nursing and it doesn't have to be in home health, you know, home health, obviously a little bit easier because you're in the home,
right. But
I mean, inpatient rehab. I mean, like there's so many settings where we're working with older adults and like that, those are things are not being done. And so like, how can we make it easier? And, so anyway, that's part of my mission. That's part of my mission.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. So,
but anyway, I guess what I'm saying is like, I think it's a learning process. Like the marketing has always been my biggest, it's hard because,
Well, put it this way. People don't want to spend money for anything either.
I know. And I understand. And that's the thing. It's like, you know. Get that. Yeah. And I get that. And also, yeah, it's just hard. So it's like actually trying to really pinpoint what people are having a hard time in, and then how does your service or product or whatever, how does that solve that problem?
Exactly.
So I mean, cause I could start dishing. I mean, if I start just dishing out, these are the things I have, which are great. Like I have, you know, education videos and I have, you know, assessments and that's wonderful. And people like that, but that's not what sells them and tells them that what I'm trying to provide to them is worthwhile or what they want. But I mean, like I have almost 50% of the members are level 2 fieldwork students.
Yeah.
And a lot will stay and then continue on while they get their job. Or, I mean, I have tons of people that stop after the fieldwork and then come back. So it's great. Like I love
that. And I think your prices are very reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, would be perfect for any field work student and person just starting out or anybody that needs to kind of get back to what should they be doing with the older adult population. So,
well, in pricing, that's another kind of another good segue topic is, you know, pricing is really tricky because I'm not, you know, helping them make more money. I'm not, you know, like the things that I'm not doing, and a lot of them are students and, or they're just getting out in the field. And so I really believe in trying to keep it very cost effective. Because I want more people. I'm like, I guess if I need it, that if that price point needs to be that low, like I just needed more people in it.
Right.
Exactly. So that's kind of my philosophy on it. Like I really, you know, there's going to be price changes and things are going to change. I just had a recent price change, just a couple of weeks ago. But like, I just really believe in like, if you can show the value in what you're providing, but also find that happy medium, because you start looking at all these gurus and membership sites and they're, you know, helping and they're like, it's super expensive, but I think you just have to look at who you're serving and what is appropriate for your clientele. That's how I'm doing it anyway.
Yep, exactly. No, that's very good point.
Yeah.
So you kind of talked to us about how you started with the Senior Flourish and that's how it kind of turned into also creating the membership site.
Yeah.
And so is there anything else like in that journey from creating that membership site until now that that you want to share that could help other people in creating membership sites? Like, how do you go about doing it? Or what was your, you shared a few things with us, but anything else you want to share?
I think that there is a level, I think there's definitely a level of, there's not a level of if you build it, they will come. You really need to have a game plan and know who you're serving. How do you connect with them? And how do you, you know, show that the members, this membership site or website, even blogging, you know, blogging is a really, that's a whole nother topic. Pediatric OTs, I love ya. You guys are awesome. We struggle in the adult OT blogging world. You know, that I do a lot of blogging to help increase traffic to my website. It also increases exposure. And I think that it increases like a people start seeing, okay, these blog posts are really good, or she's built, you know, putting out this really great content, or it's evidence-based and I like that, or these are fun activities. And you have to kind of like, it's like this whole conglomerate online website creation. Like, you know, you have Facebook groups. Some people like to go the Facebook group route, like, you know, like you do, creating that community that way. You know, I blog a lot and connect with people through podcasting. So I have my own podcast as well. And you know, I think you have to also find kind of what your strengths are. If you have a brick and mortar business and you do really well with face-to-face, like do free presentations. I do free presentations online, and that is a really good marketing strategy for me. Also, it just like kind of gets my name out, gets the word out, and creates that. I always kind of go back to the know, like, and trust factor. Like, people feel like they kind of know who you are. They trust that what you are providing is like legitimate, especially when we're talking about a professional website or a professional, something more. It's not like we're talking about like travel hacks. We're talking about something like that's from a professional, like evidence and, you know, something that we can use clinically standpoint. And then they just learn to trust you, and, you know, you send out emails or you have email sequence or whatever that may kind of may be. But I feel like there's also a really a strong level. You need to have a strong level of, consistency. And that is one of the hardest things. I think is in general, because you get really excited at the beginning and you're like, okay, like this is, I can do this. This is exciting. This is fun. Cause it is. And then, you know, first you're just kind of like doing what inspires you, right? Like you're like, yep. I'm going to do, and I still do that. I definitely still do that. Be like, oh, I'm going to do a blog post on this, or I'm going to do a, you know, a quick Facebook live on this, based upon something I've read or experienced in the clinic or whatever. But life happens. And if you don't have a plan on how you're going to create the consistency, I just think it's a lot harder. I shouldn't say it's not doable, but it's definitely a lot harder if you don't have that consistency. From my experience anyway.
Right. No, I agree. That consistency is huge. So I was even just thinking about it. I don't know why, but I was thinking about it today. Like, what if I get sick, or what if, you know, luckily our platform is, we have a whole set of mentors that are kind of running it. Yeah, so yeah. They would, like, for instance, this morning, I'm like, our blog post, you know, whoever was going to do the blog post can't. And someone else is like, well, I'll write one up, or, you know, so it's right, nice. So I have that whole team to help me. But yeah, it was just interesting. I was leaving a client membership platform, the Facebook group. I'm like, what if I get sick? I know. What happens? You know, you have to have that plan in place.
You do. I automate a lot. Yeah. I batch a lot of information. So I'll do a bunch of little videos, or I'll, you know, Pinterest posts or Facebook posts or whatever. And then I put it in kind of like automatic publishing things for those things. I mean, you have to go on vacation sometime. I mean,
exactly.
Life happens. And so it's like, you know, trying to figure out and the balance. Like for me, it's really important to be able to connect to people And so I want that, oh, what's the right way to say it? Like, I want that personalization, but you also need to like be strategic and like have a game plan, because you're also like one person or a person with team. Like I'm technically the only person employed, but I, you know, hire contractors and help with projects and things like that as well. So, you know, it's like you have your team sort of, but it's not like we're all like hanging out in the office, like having a game plan.
When I think too, this online world of business, it is hard because you're always wanting to check and see, okay, does anyone need anything? And it's like, okay, no, I need to separate my family time, personal life, you know, but yet you want to be consistent. So
it's really hard. And if you're really good at boundaries, I think that's even better. But I mean, like for me, it was so like, I was just home a lot. And so for a while I was like, what am I doing? Because then I felt like I was doing it all the time because I wouldn't have like this distinguished time period because, you know, kids and life. And then, you know, I'd be working, they get off, they go to bed or whatever. And I'd be like working on it from 7 to, you know, 10 PM. And I'd be like, okay, I mean, this is great, but like, I can't be doing this forever. But also there's a lot of upfront work and there's a lot of behind the scenes work that people don't realize. And it's a lot of work.
It is. And I agree. My husband always has jokes. He's like, you know, are you up to a dime an hour yet? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm still at a penny an hour, if not.
I know.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But a lot of times, you know, for me anyway, since I have been doing this for a while, definitely having systems in place make a big difference.
Right.
And kind of finding your flow and tweaking it. And I mean, like even today on my list, to-do list, is to update my email auto sequence for, you know, and I'm like, cause I saw like one, I was like, oh man, that needs to be updated. And you're like, oh, or an old link you sent one, someone to some, you know, old blog post that was perfect at the time. And then you're like, oh man.
Right. Well, yep.
I'm like, oh man, I didn't even know. Cause it was on autopilot. And then I'm like, oh geez. Okay. Yep. But it's just things like that, you know, just trying to stay on top of it. And you know, it's all the website stuff. And
do you have a virtual assistant that helps you with things, or you're all yourself?
That's I'm a one. My husband helps me with certain things, and then I, like I said, I hire for projects on certain things.
Okay.
Like if I need help with blog writing, or if I need help with my, you know, email sequence, or if I need help with that, I hire people to help with that because I mean, gosh, you're only one person, like not enough hours in a day. We always kind of joke, right, that, you know, entrepreneurs will work 100 hours so they don't have to work 40 hours for someone else, right?
Yep. Exactly.
It's so true. I'm like, how many hours can I work on this? All day. I can work on it all day.
I know. It's easy to get caught up in it all.
It is. I find it really hard because once I start getting, sometimes it's hard for me to get going. I'm very much a to-do list kind of gal and cross it out. And I try to be like, okay, once I get these things done, I'm done for the day. But I just start getting, you know, rocking and rolling. And then always things take longer than you think.
Yep.
So you'll be like, okay, I'm just going to like, you know, add this pricing thing to my sales page. Not a big deal. And then you're like, ooh, and then it just starts.
Yep. Maybe I should. Spirals.
Yeah. And you're just like, I'm like digging this hole. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just found 20 more jobs for myself to do.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, you've given us tons of tips. And I always ask everyone if they have 5 tips to share with someone that wants to be an entrepreneur. And it can be 5 tips in general, or it could be 5 tips, you know, for your membership site, which you've given us a lot of tips already. But for anybody thinking about becoming or starting their own business, what are your 5 biggest tips you would have?
Well, let's start with number one. I think number one is you really need to jump in. And it's one of those things, everybody kind of says that once they're already in it. You know, imposter syndrome is real. And you're like, okay, can I do this? Should I do this? Like, can I afford to do this? Who says I should be doing this? Right? And
it's
so I think
true. It's like, just do it.
It's so true. And you're never going to feel ready. I always use the analogy like maybe this is a bad analogy. Okay. This is my analogy. I never felt ready. Like, am I ready for kids? Am I going to have kids?
Yep.
Should I have kids now? Should I wait till I'm more financially stable? Should I move to this house? Should I wait? You just got to do it sometimes.
Yep, exactly.
And that's how I kind of feel about a business. That's one. Number two is that there's no one that says you have to do it full throttle from the beginning.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, I did it kind of on the side, growing it with my young kids, you know, and I was working part-time, and then I was just working PRN, and then I was just kind of like, it was like my side gig, right? But I also, you know, so I feel like sometimes people feel like, I can't like quit my job and like jump right in. Everybody says jump right in. But the truth of it is like, it doesn't, I say jump in as in like start it.
Yep.
But like, I also really, really feel like you don't have to, it doesn't have to be like your income replacement at the moment, because let's be honest, it probably won't be.
Right. And that's how I did it too. I mean, I'm still doing multiple things, but it's nice to kind of start it as a side job. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Another one is connect with others. So if you're, I guess this is kind of, I think it's important to any business, but especially if you're online, because it is like an island, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing this for almost 5 years now, and I still feel like that. Like, I have met some of my favorite people through like social media and online, and connecting with other OT entrepreneurs or bloggers and things like that that support each other. It is really, really important. And because you are just kind of like, especially online, you're just like putting this information out to the world, and you're like, I hope somebody likes it. Nobody's telling me anything. And you get, like I said before, you get a lot of limited feedback.
Right.
And so you're just like, well, all right. So it's nice to have someone and form those relationships with people that can give you some feedback and be like, okay, yeah, this website doesn't actually make sense, because you've been staring at it all day, every day for the last, you know, 5 months, and you think it makes complete sense, but it maybe doesn't. I don't know. But I mean, having that person, or having a group, or having a mentor, or having whatever to connect with and say like, yes, you can do this, because sometimes you don't feel like you do, especially if you're working somewhere where there's no one else doing it. I mean, like, I don't know any other OTs around where I live that are doing anything remotely what I'm doing. And it's really funny, because people will be like, so you have a website? I'm like, yeah, I have a website. Like, it's just like, people just don't understand the concept, which is, I don't expect them to, but it's nice to have those connections.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. So that was number three. That was my number three. Okay. Number four. Now I lost my train of thought. Oh no. Have fun and enjoy the process. Because being an entrepreneur for me is so fun. Like, I love it. I can like talk shop all day, strategize, talk about what works, talk about what doesn't, figure out new and fun ways to do things. And so it's fun, but it's also stressful.
Yep.
because you feel like, oh, I should be, you know, progressing faster, or like, you just, when you have that mindset, you just want more, like you want to succeed, because you're so driven, because you believe in what you're doing. And so sometimes, well, I know I would get kind of hard on myself and be like, okay, like, especially those first couple years, honestly, those first years before I even started the Learning Lab, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I spending this much time on it? And like, I don't even have a real solid game plan. Like, I don't know that, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of felt like, oh, but I just kind of believed in it. And so now, you know, the fruits of my labor are really paying off, and I'm really trying to celebrate that more instead of just being go, 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 because it's not about, I mean, it is about the business, but like, I really truly believe in, connecting and helping the people that are part of my membership site. Like that's what I really want to do. And that's, I think, a very OT trait, characteristic, right? And so like, if that was gone out of the picture, it wouldn't satisfy me. It wouldn't fill me like it does. I just feel like I'm fortunate that I get to do both. Like I get to help others and I get to do like all the techie nerdy stuff that I like.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I had more of the techie nerdy stuff experience.
Oh, well, it took me a while. I didn't have any experience at all. Like I didn't know anything about websites at all.
Yep.
Like at
all. That was me too.
So I guess saying is, I guess the last thing, okay, segue into the last thing is just like saying that you can do it. Like you can do it.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't know anything about websites. People were like, oh, Mandy, you've been blogging forever. And now you podcast forever. I've been podcasting 2 years. I've been, you know, like I made this conglomerate, right? Like it's created, if you think about it, it's years of me working on it consistently.
Right. Yeah.
And so like, yeah, now I look at it, I'm like, holy moly, I it's huge. Like the website's huge. The membership site's huge. You know, like I have, you know, a good following in social media. My email list is big. Like I have all these things, but like I had to start somewhere. Like this took years of developing and working towards a goal. And so I think it's like, can't compare yourself to other people, which is hard to do. Mm-hmm. But we all had to start somewhere. It's like when you start as a clinician, like you just look at these clinicians that have been doing it forever or things look so easy for them. You're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But we all started as, you know, new grad OTs working in home health, not knowing what the heck I'm doing.
Yep.
So
great.
I'd say those are my top tips. I just really, really believe in the same things that you do, that there should be more OT entrepreneurs and that we have such a good skill set and we are super creative. I mean, I feel like that's part of the reason why I felt like I could figure it out. Like I'm just kind of that problem solver. We're all problem solvers or resourceful, if nothing else. Like if we like don't know what the heck we're doing, like we can use the resources available to, especially now. I mean, even in the last 5 years that I've been doing it, like the number of resources out there to help people with websites and, you know, coding or whatever the heck you have to be doing is there's so much more out there than even when I started. Like, I feel like you just need to kind of follow your passion and where your drive, like where, what drives you, because it's just like any other job. You will, you know, you could potentially get burnt out. You're doing way more than you need to. So it's like having that kind of game plan and knowing that, just sticking with it and like being true to yourself really makes a difference.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, I love it. I love everything about it. I had a student, was a year ago now, or maybe that sent me your information. She's in Denver and she's like, have you heard about this, this, and this? It's like totally what you preach and da, da, da.
Oh,
and
I'm that's like, oh, cool. Yeah.
So, well, that was pretty cool. So, but yeah, no, it would be great to have you get connected with our academic group. And so we can try to hit hard some of these students that are in these skilled nursing facilities, home health facilities, things like that. So
perfect.
So yeah. Well, I'll wrap up. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us. And if anyone has any questions for Mandy, where's the best place to go? Just do what?
Yeah, seniorsflourish.com. Of course, there's a contact me. But I'm on social media, of course. I have, you know, a Facebook page. And then also, I'm really, really active on Instagram. So a lot of people find me through Instagram as well. But I'm around. I'm always floating around trying to see what's going on.
So for sure, reach out if you are a new grad, even if you're still in school, if you're working with the older population, you need to reach out and check out seniorfillish.com and the membership site. So thank you everyone for listening. I hope you all have a fabulous day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Next Level Occupational Therapy podcast. Be sure you check out the Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook page to keep up to date on all the new happenings.